Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me.
We've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger.
And let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
Hello and welcome to Loose Lips with me, Robin Richford.
And me, Sophie Brown.
And of course, if you have just found us for the very first time ever, this is where we jump into different topics that you're probably chatting about already. Over a glass of wine, if you're in your late 20s, early 30s, trying to figure it out. And today is absolutely no different, as it's off.
It's not. And we have two episodes a week. So we have our main episode and we have an extra lippy, which is essentially about you guys, the listeners. So we take on your dilemmas, your stories, anything really, issues, and we break them down and try and give you some advice, some assistance.
Some assistance. We've had some really juicy ones actually recently on the extra lippies, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We love an email.
We love an email.
Yeah, they've been great recently. But yeah, please send them in. You can email contact@looselipspodcast.com or at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram.
Beautifully done, Sof.
I think that's the right email. We love getting emails, but they might be getting lost in the abyss because I still haven't nailed the flipping email.
No, you're so good. Oh, I've just had one of those days, Sof. You know, when you're just like, nothing is going right today.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
It's one of them days. And I just think, like, I don't know if it is, like, the older you get or if it's just, like, where you're at, like, depending on kind of, like, where you are at in your life. But I feel like, see, if I go out at the weekend and I have, like, a bit, like, of a busier one, I find it really hard. Like, on, like, the Monday, like, everything just seems to, like, go to pot. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. I think as you get older, unfortunately, it's not even like a hangover. It's more just like a tiredness, I think. Like, it's like a lingering. I went out on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Shut up, did you?
Yeah, man.
It's actually not even affecting you. You're like as if you've had like just a totally normal day.
Really? Do I? I think I'm all right. My skin looks all right. I think my eyes are a little bit, but I feel all right. I'm just tired, but I had quite a late one.
No, I find it hard. I just feel like, I need a day a week to just like get my shit together to like start my week. Do you know what I mean? Like we went out yesterday for Dad's birthday and I was just like, we're out on a Sunday. It's a Sunday sesh. And it always is like a great idea at the time. And I wouldn't say I really drink that much anymore. So then like when I do, I feel like it impacts me a bit more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's mixing as well. So I had the worst hangover I've had in years on Friday when I went out on Thursday. It was a last minute night out. Like it was great fun. I was invited to this charity do. It was good fun. But it was, we just mixed everything. Like that type of night where it's like you're having wine at the table with your food.
Oh, no.
Champagne and Prosecco and mixes and da 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 and what up.
Yeah.
I had that headache where it's like I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can survive.
No, I know what you mean. I honestly think it just hits different. The minute you hit 25, I'd say, forget it. Forget it. I'm just like, 2 days at least to recover.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, I'm just like, but I think it's only because I've just been thrust into the week. And then like work and stuff was just like annoying today. So then, you know, and you're just like, no, not today. If we could just not do it today, that would be bloody fantastic.
No, I've got a hot chocolate. I'm like, settling in for the winter. I was like, I want a hot drink while we record. Tell you what I did do though, is I was like, I'm going to order food earlier. And then I was like, oh no, make something, maybe get something later. I spent ages making pasta, like I said, say from scratch. Well, yeah. But, and it was shite. It was disgusting. So I basically threw it all away. And like, it was so disappointing. I'm talking like, I fully cooked it. It was like a cheese pasta, but it just didn't work. So I didn't have any flour for the sauce. And like, I thought it would work and it was just like liquid. It was disgusting. And it was ages. And all the mess is like still over there somewhere. I've just hidden it.
Yeah, but this is the thing, right? If you want takeaway and you're like, no, I'm going to be good and I'm going to make something, it's never good because you do that thing in your head where you think, well, I could just whip something up and like none of it has to match and it'll be just like Gordon Ramsay and it'll be absolutely fine. And then you're just like, this is actually hell on earth.
I'm usually good. Like I'm a pretty good cook and I can just wing things, but I think I just didn't have the right, not, you know, blaming the tools or whatever it is, but I was working with nothing. Like I had a tiny bit of cheese left. I had some like broccoli that I like chucked in. So it's like a cheese pasta broccoli thing.
Horrible.
Supposed to be. But the cheese I used was like a very strong one. It just didn't work.
No. I've still been there. It's like just deliver it and be done with it. Do you know what I mean?
I think I might get one later.
I feel like I've actually like, what do you call that? Kind of given in to autumn. I'm like, okay, I'm here. I'm in the moment. I've not started the pumpkin spice lattes, but you know, it's there.
I'm not really. I've never tried that. It's not my thing, yeah. Really.
No. It's very sweet.
A lot gross. Yeah, no. Maybe I'll give that one a miss.
She's like, never. Well, shall we get onto our topic today, which is one that I think anyone in their kind of like late 20s, early 30s probably didn't think would ever kind of be a thing for us, if you know what I mean. Like, I think we all just thought that it was just going to be like a really like young person's game.
Yeah.
TikTok. I love the way the Scousers say it is the best. TikTok. Oh my gosh. Talking of Scouser, I saw the best Liverpudlian on TikTok the other day, and basically she was going off her head about a marathon. I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
She was basically talking about the Liverpool marathon and she was just like, why do you have to get up on a Sunday and get running? It's got to bring the whole city to a stop. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. She is literally the best.
Everything's funnier with a Scouse accent and it's more like aggressive, like it's like a very weird sound, but it's hilarious. Like it's so good.
It's so good. I think it's probably my favourite accent out of the entirety of the UK.
Yeah.
I love it. I think they sound friendly. I think they sound scary. I think they're so funny all at the same time. Like it's just the best.
Yeah, it is. I love TikTok. I wouldn't even want to tell you how much time I spend on there because it's probably quite a lot. But I'm more of a, I should be a creator on there. Like that should, I need to do that more. Like I need to, but I just can't. Committing to like making them every day is just, it's insane. And like, you don't know what's going to do well. I just sit and watch them.
No, I know what you mean. It's a whole different beast though, isn't it? Like, I feel like we were kind of the generation of Instagram. Like, I feel like Facebook, we kind of had a little bit, didn't we, when we were kind of at the end of college or whatever. And then Instagram was kind of our thing, I would say. And then, like, Gen Z came along with this TikTok and we were like, sorry, what is that?
Yeah. Well, we had, I don't know if you remember, but we had Musical.ly, which was like the predecessor to TikTok. And that was like the dances and stuff. And then that's kind of what TikTok was at the beginning. And obviously in lockdown, it was like the dances and like all of that. And then now it's just like, it's just, to be fair, the only thing that annoys me about it now is like half of the videos are just templates. like CapCut templates.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think. I think TikTok is full of people telling me how to make TikToks.
Yes. Yes. It's like, yes, it'll be like a blank template. It'll be like an example transition. Like, oh, do this for your TikTok. Like, I'm not seeing the content as much anymore.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. And I don't know if that's just my algorithm. Maybe I've watched one and then that's just it now. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. But it's literally like, okay, so how to become a content creator, or how to do this. And like, I've grown my account to 100K in 3 minutes. And it's just like... And I'm like, how though? Because all you're doing is telling other people how to make the content. It's really thrown me.
Have you had any viral videos on TikTok on yours?
No, I don't think so. I've had some that have done like okay, considering I've literally never really used TikTok. I think I've got like 4 followers, but like I never really used it. But yeah, I think I do just consume a lot on there.
More.
Yeah. Do you know what? Actually, there was a statistic that came out that apparently people are searching, as in using it as a search engine, more on TikTok than Google.
Wow. That's actually really interesting, because there's probably times where I do that to look up current affairs or things that are going on. I'll find like a video on it rather than search for it on Google.
I do it with, you know, when I'm going somewhere. So like, for instance, when we were going to Venice, I'll go on there, get all the recommendations, save all the videos, and then I'll literally put together an itinerary based off of TikTok. And then I did the exact same thing for Ibiza just then.
Wow.
Yeah, because if you go on Google, you don't find anything.
No, you're dead right. Same, I've done that. I've done that loads. I'm just going on it now. I've got my food account as well, which I should have set up a long time ago, but it's not doing too badly, actually. I just haven't posted in a while again. But my second video got 32,000 views, and then another one got 34,000, and I've got like no followers on that account.
That's so good.
So I think it's just people love food, though. I mean, I love watching food. Like,
no, I think you're right. I think things that are like really niche and specific actually do really well on there, because I think the algorithm knows what you are.
Yeah, I like what I eat in a day. Yeah, like when people talk about, yeah, I just feel like, I think it's a bit comforting. I think that's what it is. I don't know.
I think, yeah, and I guess it's just interesting, isn't it? Like, to see what people do and how they do it. And I saw one, though, that was really funny. It must just come up, like, via the algorithm. And it was, like, an 11-year-old at school. And it was, like, what I eat in a day. And she was, like, showing you everything. And I literally watched the video 3 times. So I was, like, Robin, what are you doing? Like,
oh, my God. I know. You find that happens. You find something so rogue. Or it'll be, like, I don't know, something really specific about a specific animal or something. Or, like, kids. Or, I don't know. And you'll just be, like, why the fuck have I ended up watching this? But I'm so engrossed in it now. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, or, like, how something's made. Or, like, I don't know. Like, some of them are really, like, say educational, but you know.
no, and you're right though, like some of them actually have like loads of value, I think, and like the way that you kind of consume it and things. I was quite late to it, I think. Like I thought I was later than I was, and then just didn't do it because I thought I was late, if that makes sense.
Yeah, see, I the only thing, like, and I have no regrets about anything or anything, and like this is like not a big deal anyway, but if I went back to like when I was on the show and stuff, I should have used TikTok a lot more. I had no idea what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And like, I have said to some of them this year, like, just use TikTok a lot more because it's growing so rapidly on there. And like, I should have just posted loads more clips and things from the show. Like, I just didn't know though. Like, we knew nothing. Like, we were so, you know, no one said to us, oh, you know, you should try doing this or this. Like, we were all just out there like doing whatever. And it was just like whatever you wanted to post, really. But that's the only thing, because I'm like, yeah. But content, I know a lot of people that use TikTok that are struggling at the moment with it, because like the algorithm and stuff like that, it seems that it's like it's not as much content creation anymore. It's more just like templates and trend things.
Yeah, I think it, because it started like that, didn't it? It was kind of like trends and things like that. And then it was like the content creators came in, and then it was all the get ready with me's and things like that.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
Yeah, it's a funny space, I think, TikTok, because I think you can find yourself and like, because of like the discoverability, I don't even know if that's a word. But like you can discover people that you don't really follow in a way that you can't on Instagram, I don't think.
Yeah, 100%. Like there's some people that I found on TikTok and I'm like, you see so many different sides of it. It's a lot more casual, like a lot more chatting to the camera and stuff like that. So there's like people that if you really like and you find them on TikTok, you're like, I don't know. I just like funny stuff as well though. Like the people I follow, I don't know. I just like having a laugh on TikTok.
Yeah, no, I do. I quite like the kind of like messier TikToks, if you know what I mean, rather than like the kind of, oh, do you know what though? I think it is wild the way some people have grown on there. Like, do you know the girl Alex Earle?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
She's like super famous now. Like, that's it. She's with a fucking NBA player or whoever. She's like 21. She, yeah, absolutely flying. She's got her own podcast now and loads of stuff like, it's unbelievable. Like, this is the thing where it's like, obviously I'm like a creator, I guess, on Instagram, but TikTok is where it's at. Like, this is where, you know, there's some big people on TikTok that are just getting to do the like the coolest stuff. Like, they're on holidays all the time and this, that, the other, and the brands they're working with. That's why I feel like it's quite important to.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting space because I just wonder like what defines like her content from like another, like, you know, young blonde girl that's like out in Miami and partying. Like, it's really interesting, like what people kind of like are, I guess, addicted to, and like what kind of blows up and what doesn't. I think there's just no rhyme or reason, and I think that's what makes it really hard space.
Yeah. I honestly think it's just timing, and like I think like the things with it's like I'll post something and I don't think it'll do very well, or I will think it'll do well and it doesn't, and it's like it's just the weirdest algorithm and stuff. Like, it's so difficult to know, but I reckon she was just probably right place, right time, and then, you know, she's a very attractive girl that like I think all these sort of teenagers and stuff are like, oh my god.
Yeah, I think that's something to.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Really bear in mind, I think the audience on there as a general rule is quite young.
Yeah.
But I think it's so cool that like ordinary people have like had their life changed through it. And I think that's what's really, really cool about it.
100%. I think though, it's interesting because I do think, and I'd probably be more younger people that would maybe see it this way, but people that have like 500,000 followers or whatever on TikTok, it doesn't mean that they're like, you know, raking it in and all of this. Like, I've seen people talk about it. Like, the thing is, it's like, you can have all these followers on there and stuff, but it doesn't equate to actually like earning any money. I mean, TikTok pays sweet FA on views. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've even changed their creator fund recently because I was messaging them. I was like, can I not turn this on? You have to get 100,000 views a month to get paid. What used to be like that. But obviously it's like you get hardly anything, like nothing. Obviously it's the brand deals and stuff that people make money off. But those that are just getting loads of views, like, it doesn't mean that they're, you know, it must be really difficult because it's mm-hmm. like, well, at what point do they kind of go, I can do this as an actual thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I actually saw a video the other day because obviously my algorithm is a little fucked, I imagine. Because all I keep seeing is people going, would you like to be a content creator? And I'm like, no. But yeah, I saw a guy and he was on there and he was basically saying, like, if you have got a big TikTok following, like, his biggest piece of advice would be go and get a side job, basically. because he was just saying like how the space has changed so much, and like advertisers and things like that, like they do obviously still go there and it's still such a thing, but actually because it's just so many people on there now, it's like so difficult.
Yeah, I think what they're doing is they're like harnessing the familiarity of these people. Like they are like famous people now, some of these young people. Like you think like I'm trying to think of example. You've got the Bags brothers that were on Gogglebox.
Yeah, of course.
They're doing incredibly well. You've got Grace Barry, GK Barry. She's doing so well. Like Grace is on TV now. She's on like a channel, it's either Channel 4 or BBC, like Stand Up to Cancer thing, but it's like the 9 o'clock slot on like mainstream TV. Like I think rather than brands paying for like them to make content anymore, they're using their faces as like, you know, they're like celebrities in the UK now, like a lot of these TikTokers, like there's, because they're so well known because millions of people go on TikTok.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And it's like just a different space, I think, isn't it? Also as well, I think it's quite cool, like just as like, you know, a consumer, if you know what I mean, if you like have like literally no desire to, you know, be a TikToker or to create content or anything like that, but like you just like to obviously like consume content, I do think what's really cool about it is there's like a space for everyone on there that I think we like hadn't really seen before.
Yeah.
Like there's such niche spaces. Clean Talk, oh my god, Clean Talk, so addictive. I sat the other day and honestly I watched a 5-part series of someone cleaning the shower.
They are addictive though. There's that woman that goes and cleans people's houses for free when they're like really, really bad, like really bad.
Yes.
And you're like, you're just watching the transformation like, wow. I do love it. And then I'm like, I should actually be cleaning my own flat than sat there watching someone else do it. It's like with the food, I could sit and watch that for hours. I am obsessed with food though, but I really could.
Yeah, you love the food one, I'm actually all right.
Really?
I think the Clean Talk, no. Oh, there's a guy that cuts grass that I love.
Oh my god, what about the guy that does the wood that's really fit? You seen him?
Oh, I've not seen him.
He like chops the wood.
Oh my gosh, what, like topless or something?
Yeah,
wild.
Yeah, there's some absolute fitties on TikTok though. I'm obsessed with this guy at the moment, but I think he's a bit young, but he is so funny, like so funny. And I'm just like, yeah, I think it's created a whole new era of like, I don't know, just there's a lot of young people on there that are just, I think, trying to show off a bit. But
yeah, I quite like the satire ones, you know, the ones that like you're like, are they serious, are they not?
Yes. And oh my god, all of the like the TikTok drama that there is, like I don't know whether you see this, I feel like maybe I am more into it than you are, but with you can't get away from it sometimes, like the feuds that go on TikTok, and you end up searching for them, and I end up in like a hole of like there was like the Chelsea Liart one, do you know her?
No, tell me.
I roots all the time. She's on one, like she goes on live basically 24/7, and then her and this girl Alphaba had like TikTok beef and all of this. It was just all like, and you know, and you just get in a hole with it and you're like, oh my god. And then the algorithm starts algorithming and you're just like getting all the videos. But I can't deal with all the TikTok live stuff. Like I did a TikTok live for the first time the other day, but I'm just like, I see people doing it and it is, I don't like it to me. Like I do understand it is, you know, people's jobs and they're making money, but the whole gifting thing, like you're literally just like, people are just like giving you money while you're on live, like giving you like.
Wait, what?
So yeah, so they don't have to. So basically I was on it the other day with Adrian and we did a battle thing. So we didn't even know what we were doing. And then I was like, wait a minute, do people have to pay to send us stuff to be involved in it? And someone commented like, yeah, but it wasn't, it's literally like pennies. It depends what you send someone. People send gifts of like £3,000. They send like, it'll be like,
what?
Yeah, it'll be like a castle or something appears on the screen or whatever. But I said on there, I was like, no one send me anything. I don't want no one to spend any money. Like this is not what this is about. But I know that there's a lot of people that do that. They make so much money. It's crazy. But personally for me, morally, that doesn't sit right.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's a huge, these people are making a lot of money. It's crazy.
See, I've saw the lives where they're like selling stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So like where they like stuff sweets or like they, yeah. you know which ones I mean. They're like, okay, I'm making Isabel's order. And then it's like, oh, she's got 20 jazzles. And then, oh, look at that. She's gone for the extra large festive package or some shit.
Oh, what do you do? Have you seen it where they have the cup and it's like a lucky dip and they go like that and you get whatever?
And they're like, great, that'll be £65, please, for half a kilo.
I did do it because obviously I do a bit of presenting and stuff, but I did a TikTok live for Look Fantastic. But I like that because that was like, it was like a live shopping thing for 2 hours. It's fun.
Yeah, see? Yeah. See, this is the thing. I thought that it was like for that. I didn't realise it was just like people going on there talking nonsense and getting sent £3,000 castles. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, mate, honestly, it's a bit wild. Like I said, I understand however you want to earn your money, that's up to you. But for me personally, I just find that very weird, like giving people money. I'm like, that's just so weird. Like,
who are these people, by the way? Because I'm just like, who's sitting there being like, oh yeah, I've got a spare, you know, £3,000. Let's send it to this random TikToker.
I know. And this is the thing. And this is where all the beef happens and stuff, because then people will be like, they're not even grateful for their gifts that they get. And then like, they'll compete with each other and they'll say like, I've got a big gifter on today. And like, then it's like, this is crazy. Yeah, this is a whole different, this is what I mean. So I loved TikTok before, I think, and I still really enjoy it. Like, I follow the people I want to follow and then I'll go watch theirs. And a lot of it is just stuff that I like, you know, that's like comfort watch or funny stuff. And I'm like, okay. But then a lot of TikTok now is that kind of thing where it's like, yeah, it's a lot. It's a very different platform now, and it's all shopping. Whoever had that idea to put like a shop on TikTok and create marketplace, I can't fathom like that the money that they must be making, like having a marketplace on TikTok. I mean, I've bought stuff on there from, you know, all my friends buy stuff on there. Like, it's mad.
Yeah, no, it's a thing now. And also it's so easy because it just goes straight to your Apple Pay.
Literally, you're like, and you watch a video and you're like, oh, okay. Like, I bought random stuff off there. Like, fucking, I got this, like, it's not like an ADHD thing where you like press the buttons that like lights up and press it. Like, I don't think mine works properly, annoyingly, but I bought other stuff. Like,
it's so funny because honestly my algorithm was pushing me that so hard. I was like, is it trying to tell me something? Do I have ADHD and I just don't know it?
Maybe
the algorithm's looking at my habits like, yeah, no, this girl how, needs it, like, send her
how
that.
Bad your like attention span is and stuff, it knows.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it knows something about me. Maybe TikTok is diagnosing me without me even realizing, because of the stuff that's pushing.
I would say on like that kind of thing, it's very, I do think, this is why I do think as a platform, there's some amazing things about it. Like, I think that it is opening up a lot more, like the education side. Like, I've got like a friend of mine that does, I don't know what to class her as, but she does like, not like a sex therapist, but she talks very openly about sex. I think she does have clients, but she, and she's like educating the younger generation, like, you know, this is a sex toy. And she'll do like a review afterwards. She'll be like, I've just used this and da da da. And it'll be like first times, and she'll talk about, and it's really good because it means that young people are actually like seeing this, you know, becoming more comfortable with talking about it and like understanding it more. Cause so many young people just get that one lesson at school or whatever. And then it's like, you know, they know nothing.
Yeah. I think like the educational side is really good. There's actually I followed her on Instagram first and then she was on TikTok, but Dr. Julie, and she's a psychologist, and she's like, I'm a psychologist, follow for more. And she's and basically she takes like what would be quite complex, like not psychological issues, but like life things, you know, like overwhelm or something like that. And she puts it really into like really good imagery, whether it's like Skittles or a balloon that she bursts.
I think I know who you mean. Yes. Yeah, it's fantastic. I watch all of those that come up. I'm like, it's amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing. And so, yeah, you're right. Like, in terms of a space, like, to go on and actually discover people like that, then that's just like, I mean, someone like that is really reserved for the privilege to be able to get access to that kind of help. Do you know what I mean? But then, yeah, I do wonder how much of it's kind of like clickbait. Do you know? It's hard to get the balance, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But yeah, I mean, as a platform, I think that it's just going in a bit of a weird direction now. Like, the fact that it's just like all Instagram lives and people making money and like the shop and stuff like that. But I do think, I love how themselves people are. Like people, yes, that are doing the comedy and stuff. Like, you just know they filmed that in their bedroom and it was just an idea that they had or something that they thought, oh, someone else might find this funny. And I love that. Like, I love when people are just being like unapologetically themselves. And I think TikTok allows for that.
Yeah, I would totally agree. And I would say it's more unfiltered than Instagram, which I really like.
I feel like I can post more stuff on TikTok. Like, really, there's stuff that I'd love to talk about, like, you know, career stuff and things and like how I got into tech and whatever and like my journey, because it's just a lot more like Instagram. I'm like, don't we have a place for that?
No, I do. I know exactly what you mean. I think, yeah, people are definitely more open on there. And I think, but that sometimes is what makes it hard if you do want to share stuff, because you're a bit like, well, I don't really know. And also as well, quite dangerous, because I think, especially the young ones, they forget that's there forever.
Yeah. That, yeah.
And they can be quite opinionated and things like that on there. And you're like, yeah, that's forever.
I'd say as well, TikTok is probably the worst for the comment section out of like all.
Yeah, it's quite toxic.
Terrific. Like again, like a friend that was on it, she took herself off it for a while because she was getting such like, and it was nothing to do, like it was so stupid. It was just stupid. It was them commenting really like stuff about the way she looks and everything, like nothing to do with the videos she was posting at all, the content. It wasn't to do with how she looked or anything. And it's just, it's vile. Like I think TikTok's the worst. It is bad.
Yeah, no, I think it is, because it has such that it just has like it's like a way further reach, but also like a diverse reach, you know what I mean? Whereas like on Instagram, it probably would be people that are kind of aligned to you as a general rule that would be following. And then because it has such a reach, you can go viral, like really viral without even thinking about it.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. You can wake up and have like a viral video. Like it can shoot overnight. I've had it before. I've gone to sleep, I've woken up and I've been like, oh my God, there's like, you know, hundreds of thousands of views, and I'm like, shit, that went really far. And then I'm like, oh my God. And then that's the thing, I think it's differing opinions. Like on Instagram, it's people that probably are quite similar, but then yeah, on TikTok, and also people are really opinionated on there for no reason. Like they want to just give you the opposite opinion no matter what it is, like with Victor.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I feel like we've debunked TikTok today, so.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's an interesting social media platform, and I am very intrigued to see how it, like, what it turns into and its future, and also the future of the big creators and stuff. Like, I'm very interested to kind of see what they all end up doing. But I think it's a great platform. I do enjoy it. Like I said, I need to use it more, but I think it's just, yeah, it's an interesting one.
It is, and I do wonder, like, in the kind of developments, like, we've seen... In fact, I think there's a stat. I think we are like the last generation to have known life without the internet.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like the last generation to have like known life without the internet.
No. That's scary. It's all very scary.
Like for us, I guess we've like lived through such a change and a rapid change. It's like interesting to see where TikTok will go and then where the rest will follow, you know what I mean? And where that space is.
Yeah.
Find it fascinating.
It is fascinating. I do just hope that it becomes more positive in the future, because I think that it's like all these young people going on TikTok, I just feel like it's not the best place for them to, I don't know, like thinking about when I have kids and stuff, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no.
Hopefully.
Well, they got to regulate these things in some way, don't they, really, as the time goes on. But trouble is, it's so rapidly changing that actually like the governments and things like that, they're so far behind. You know what I mean? So, like, it's just so difficult for them to catch up, I think.
But yeah, we'll have to see. Oh my gosh,
I just heard myself. What the
fuck? Maybe we'll cut this off before we get
to- I'm literally, it's ever changing. I sound like such an old grandma. Well, these grandmas will be back again on Friday.
Wow. And don't forget, we have our main episode like this, and we also have our extra nippy episode, so please keep sending in your dilemmas, issues, anything like that. You can send them to our Instagram podcast, which is at the Loose Lips Podcast, or contact@looselipspodcast.com.
and you can also find us on TikTok.
Yes, oh my God. Oh yes, we need to post more on there, but we'll get more content out.
Yeah, we will get more content out. Thank you so much for listening, guys. As always, we're so grateful and we just love hanging out with you, and we really hope you've enjoyed it. And we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.